You are watching a special Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
There's a lot of different objectives. You know, one is to get the players ready for a game on Saturday. Number two is to highlight the players, give them a chance to show their athletic ability. There's a lot of things for these guys to do. They do, some appearances outside. They have a lot of media responsibilities. They have a lot of scout commitments with, you know, teams and things like that. And, I think so far they've all handled themselves very well. And it's reflected well on their professionalism so far. And that's one of the things they're being evaluated on.
It's exciting to watch them work. It's exciting to watch them grow as the week goes on. I thought today's practice was even better than yesterday's practice. So it's a good thing for us as a football staff that we really get a chance to work with these guys and really get a chance to find out even more than just what they are as a football player, find out a little bit more about them as an individual.
Hello and welcome to a Senior Bowl edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Matt Florjancic, joined by Senior Editor Vic Carucci. And Vic, we just heard both of the coaches, Dennis Allen and Jim Schwartz, talk about the preparations they've gone through in getting these players ready for the Senior Bowl on Saturday. What is it like to get to work with these guys?
Yeah, when you talk to the coaches who've been involved in this game through the years, it's a real advantage to get up close and personal working with players that you are considering for the draft. And you're going to be drafting a bunch of them, and I think the fact that you've been meeting with them, the fact that you've been running their drills during the course of the week, gives you some insight into how they think and how they react to things. And yeah, the other 30 teams, the scouts and coaches from those teams are paying attention to what's going on, but it's very different when you're the one directly involved with coaching those players.
Speaking of coaches, it was a busy day in Berea as Norv Turner was introduced as both the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach for the Cleveland Browns. What does it mean to Rob Chudzinski to have a mentor of his, Norv Turner, be on his first head coaching staff?
Well, it's huge, first of all, to have those 38 years of experience that Norv Turner brings to the table and 14 as a head coach, and that gives him somebody to definitely go to for counsel and wisdom. But I think the real immediate contribution is that of a play caller, and Norv Turner is going to be calling the plays. He is one of the very best in the league at doing that, going all the way back to his first offensive coordinator job in the NFL in the early 90s with the Dallas Cowboys. So he worked with the likes of Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Hall of Famers, and he's got just a real flow, a real feel for calling the right play at the right time. And his philosophy is to see players execute those plays successfully in practice before he'll call them in a game. And I had a chance to talk with my friends at NFL Network about the changes with the Browns staff.
I'm a huge Rob Chudzinski fan. Always have been. I liked him when he was in San Diego, what he did there. I thought he did a great job with Cam Newton. You know, a little up and down this year, but in the end, Cam Newton was playing very well. You got to give him a lot of credit. So I like that hire. I've also always liked Norv Turner.
Yeah, I think about the greatest success Norv has had has been as an offensive coordinator. Had the opportunity to work in Norv Turner offense. He can pop on tape of some of the all-time greats and say, see, this is how we did it. This is how it works. And off he goes.
That's a great thing to have Norv, not having to worry about the entire program and be the head coach, just focus in on the offense. I think he'll be really good. And I'm going to miss Michael Lombardi a lot at NFL Network, but I know he's been really excited and hoping to get back in, and I think he's going to be fantastic there.
Vic, when you talk about changes made to the coaching staff, it also means a change potentially in defensive and offensive philosophies. How difficult is it for the scouting staff to go to events like the Senior Bowl and look at players when they don't exactly know what they're looking for?
Well, it's different for the scouts, for sure. It's going to be very different. But they have, I think, some guidance, talking with Michael Lombardi, the new vice president of player personnel, certainly talking to Rob Chudzinski, to get a feel for the types of things that they're looking for in players, maybe how to grade them and so forth. I mean, generally, I think they stick to the basic plan of athleticism and intelligence and all the things, how they react to various drills and the coaching that they're getting down here. But by and large, they are looking at maybe a little different type of player specifically than the previous coaching staff and previous head of the personnel department. And I had a chance, in fact, to talk with John Spytek, the director of college scouting, about that challenge.
Well, I think as scouts, you know, our job is to find players that fit what the coaches want to do. I mean, ultimately, that's what we're responsible for. And it's not just identifying talent, but it's identifying talent that can play in the system that, you know, Coach Chud wants to run or Coach Horton wants to run.
Right.
And so I think our jobs as scouts, number one, is if we can find guys that are versatile, that can do a lot of things, then it's a little bit easier because he doesn't get pigeonholed and he doesn't fit in my scheme. Well, no, he can do that, and then he can do this, and he can do this as well. And all of a sudden, you got a player that has a chance to not get lost in the shuffle if there is any change. But two usually is probably a really good player because if he can do a lot of different stuff, I think that is a huge value, in my opinion, just versatility.
Browns fans, that wraps up day three here in Mobile. We want to remind you to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com tomorrow for our fourth and final report from the 2013 Senior Bowl. For Vic Carucci, I'm Matt Florjancic. Thanks for watching.